for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials, so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment, so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches, so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation, so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in Wisconsin for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does not go unnoticed. This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, Cardinals out of the timeout here. Third down and 12 now. Michael Fox pitches. They're going to go halfback option. And down the far side and up in the air, incomplete. Let's see, halfback option that time.
Fox's pass. Tristan Jennifer, Fisher. Number 18, Samuel Meyer, broken up by Aiden
Samuel
Brewer.
Meyer down there, ball but it was incomplete. Broken up. So, going to bring up a fourth down.
Down and 12.
Tristan Fisher uncorking that one. Pretty good throw. So, Newman going to have to kick the football here.
Flag on the play.
But a penalty marker's down.
That is being declined.
Yeah.
Hold was declined by the Penguins.
Holding against the Cardinals, so they'll decline it. So Tristan Fisher going to kick the football here. As Tri-County gets the stop here. Cardinals. Here's Fox. He, oh boy, is trouble. He's going to have it. He's thrown out and hammered down in the play.
Great pressure
as
there
he fumbled the snap.
And Tom Vrabel.
As, boy, let's see. He tried to scramble up the
down,
far sideline. Turnover
Sammy
on downs.
Boyd.
Sam Boyd in there as well. And Tri-County is going to get the football
first
deep
in
Cardinal territory.
Great field position at the Cardinal 15-yard line. Let's make some noise here, Penguin Nation.
15-yard line here. Man, oh, man. Fox, a little bit of a low snap, and he dropped it. Tried to get some space and get a kickoff, but couldn't. Now, here is the snap. Brewer around the near corner. Cuts back, hits a hole up the near side. Take it back. This is Vega.
Keeper there by Julian Vega.
Julian Vega on the Wildcat here.
Nice pickup on the play. That's going to move the sticks.
Let's see. Is going to get a first down inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. And let's see. A little slow to get up for the Cardinals here is Everett Pent, I believe. So, let's see. They'll put the football at the 3-yard line. So Vega, 12 yards on the scamper. As now, they'll go I formation here with Vega as the quarterback. He will hand off McCarrick up the middle, leaning forward.
And up there goes to Jake McCarrick.
And nice. Let's see, maybe back to the line
the
of scrimmage.
Defense brought down by
no gain.
Eight, Everett Wayne.
Everett Pent in on the tackle. So, bring up second down and goal.
We're going to have second and goal. Looks like it's at about the 2.
Second and goal here for...
Come on, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. Let's get these guys in the end zone.
6:30 to go here. Tri-County, a 14-12 lead. On the move once again. So they'll set it up second and goal. Football from the 3-yard line. McCarrick, the deep back again. Vega with the keeper. And ball is out and covered.
Mishandled there.
Oh, boy, mishandled on the snap.
Across the gauge, Bags. Bags falls on top of the
ball. Bags able to fall down.
6-yard line.
And this will go back to the 6, so it'll go as a loss of 3 on the play.
We got a timeout taken by the Cardinals.
And Newman going to take a timeout.
It's going to be third and goal.
So they'll stop the clock here.
At
third down
six for the Penguins.
And goal here. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget, Chad Holmes. Busy, busy week for him again. He'll be with Wausau East tomorrow as they will take on Lakeland, 11:35, the pregame coverage. That was a great Northern contest there. Then next Friday, Wausau West against River Falls. And we'll have, hopefully, the Newman Catholic Cardinals in the 8-man playoffs. Again, brackets tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We'll see where we go there. And again, that would be right here again on the sports stream number 2 here at WXCO.com. Don't forget Civic Media app. Handy dandy way to catch all the games, either in the main channel.
So much,
number
Make
2.
Here. Come on.
Third down and goal now for the Penguins from the 6-yard line. Brewer, keeper, hit, spins out of it, and then stopped.
Keeper there by
Maybe
Brewer.
Got, boy, I tell you what,
again.
This is going to be a loss of 2.
Play with help.
Two more Pent. Back. So Everett Pent in on the tackle and going to be fourth and goal.
Looks like it was a loss of about 3 on the play.
Loss of 2 or 3, and this is going to bring
Cardinal
it.
9.
It's going to bring it all the way back to the 9-yard line. Cardinals at times have gotten good pressure up the middle. All right, fourth and goal here for the Penguins. Brewer hands off. McCarrick trying to slip free. Nothing doing.
And
the Cardinals stone him.
McCarrick. Cardinals are not having it.
Again, no gain on the play, and the Cardinals
bring
turn
him
over
down
on downs.
Right away again, in on that play, number 74, Colton Bierman. Turnover on downs for the Penguins.
C.J. Bierman in there to do it, and the
Cardinals
will get the football back with 5:31 to go. So Cardinal defense keeps her going here. They stiffen, and now let's even get the offense going here. Michael Fox back to work here. A long touchdown pass to Griffin Pent of 73 yards and a defensive touchdown for the Cardinals. Fox from the shotgun, Tristan Fisher to his right. Fox going to keep it, cutting his way up the middle, slides through a couple of tackles,
keeper
spins his way out, has
Fox.
Good yardage here.
Cuts it back against Fox. The defense. Nice pickup on the play, brought down eventually there by Dame Time Riebel.
Boy, I tell you what, this is going to be a first down.
A first down.
He'll get a first down as they put the football out to the 19-yard line. Exactly.
The Cardinals out to their own
10 yards on the scamper.
Yard line, just shy of the 20.
And that's where
First
Fox does it as the clock approaches 5 minutes to go here. Well, if I remember correctly, I believe the Cardinals will get the second half kickoff here. So maybe a 2-for-1 situation here if you can work this here favor. All right, Fox from the shotgun. Inside handoff, running straight up, cutting his way outside. Nifty job there. This is Tristan Fisher.
Number 11.
And a good cutback up the middle again.
Tristan Fisher.
Fisher.
Nice pick up on that play, brought down by number 12,
Let's
Julian
see,
Vega.
Out to the
not before picking up nine.
Nine more
yards.
Goodness gracious. 9 yards for Tristan Fisher on just, that's just good old-fashioned hard running off the left-hand side. Hit the hole, kept her going. Clock continues to roll here, 4:10 to go. Cardinals trailing it, 14-12. Now they'll spread the field with 3 wide receivers on second down and 1. Fox, man in motion, he's going to keep it up the middle. Lead block, penalty marker flies. Fox
Keeper
spinning his way free.
Fox.
He's got a first down. He's ahead to about
short
the 35-yard line.
Down by number 60, Armando Garcia, and number 82, Sam Boy. There's
Armando
a
Garcia on the tackle, but a flag in the backfield. So, let's see what we have here. It looks like Aiden Brewer.
Oh, we got a hold on the Cardinals. That's going to back
up. Holding call against the Cardinals. Oh, man.
That's good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like Aiden Brewer, the quarterback here, is without a helmet on.
All right.
He's favoring his ribs or something on the near side.
Second
he does not look 100%. All right, so after the penalty here, it's a holding call. And the football back to about the 18-yard line. So a big-time penalty here against the Cardinals. We'll bring up second down and 11, and Newman going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well here on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
All right, Cardinals with it out of the timeout here. Second down and 11. Fox inside handoff. Some space, dancing his way free. Eli Fite.
Handoff there goes to,
I believe,
number 9, Eli Fite. Short gain on the play. Ahead. Down
by out across the 20.
By Dom Friebel that time. I apologize.
Dominic Friebel in on the cap, on
right.
the tackle. So
pick
it's going to be
up
third down.
Well, actually about 5 on that play.
Third 5 yards on the carry
third
for Fite.
For the Cardinals.
Out to the 23-yard line. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Big third down here. Cardinals stopping the Penguins on fourth and goal.
Just in case you don't follow football, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big down. Defense needs some help. Come
third
on.
Down and 6. One wide receiver way out to the right. Here's Michael Fox. Now he'll usher Everett Pent. Fox going to keep it up the middle, has some space, slips a tackle, cuts back, has a first down, and ahead he goes, and out near the 35 to the 36-yard line. Michael Fox on a quarterback keeper.
Keeper there by quarterback Michael Fox again. Wiggles his way through the defense, picks up a what looks to be a first down for the Cardinals.
So it is going to be a first down for the Cardinals.
First down for the Cardinals.
Out across the 30.
Brings it out to their own 34-yard line.
To the 34-yard line. 11 yards on the gain by Michael Fox, who just kind of picked his way and found his spot there. So clock now 2:15 and rolling to go here in the first half. Cardinals continue the drive here, first and 10. Football at their own 34-yard line, trailing 14-12. Cardinals set the offense here. Man in motion to the far side. Inside handoff again. This has some space. Fite running. Leaps through a tackle. Up the far sideline. Has a first down. Cuts back. Spins through to midfield. And he's knocked over into Tri-County territory at the 49-yard line.
Nice run there by number 9, Eli Fite. Moves the chains again for the Cardinals. Brings them across midfield.
16 yards on the scamper there for Eli Fite.
We're up to
they put
midfield,
the field.
I apologize.
They put
first
it at,
10,
right at
right
midfield.
At
and let's see. Minute and a half to go now.
Do some digging in here. Let's go, boys.
Cardinals have taken a couple of timeouts here, so let's see what they do. All right. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Fox, high snap, able to pull it down. Flushed out far side looking. He'll tiptoe his way up, get a short gain, but
keep
averted disaster as the
defense. Pushed out of bounds there by
snap
Isaac
almost
Mills.
Went over his head. So let's see where he stepped out of bounds. I think it's right back at midfield, and this is going to go
minimal
for no gain.
Gain there on that play. We're going to call it. Just keep it at second and 10.
Second down and 10 now.
No
minute 17 as the clock stops there. Tri-County received the opening kickoff. Oh, boy, you get the lead and know you got the football coming out here in the second half. Cardinals now second down and 10 at midfield with a minute 17 to go here in the first half, trailing 14-12. Michael Fox, the quarterback from the shotgun on second down and 12. Straight back, has pressure, complete. It's Tristan Fisher and he dropped it. Oh, boy, a defender in front of him, I think, got
Fox
his hands up in front of him and just
11.
Threw things off enough.
Fisher.
So it falls incomplete.
By 35, Brecken Urban.
Brecken Urban. Might have got
trajectory
it.
Of that
yeah,
thing.
Our PA announcer here talking about changing. Got a hand on
this
it.
This is a big
fluttered.
Down.
So
Penguin
third
Nation.
And 10 with a minute 13 to go here in the first half. Cardinals with a defensive touchdown, recovering a fumble in the end zone. To get within two on the move. Third down and 10 from midfield. Fox, long look, surveys things up, high snap, and he's got it, slips free, up the far sideline, dancing, able to get back to the line.
Keeper there sniffed out.
Oh, boy,
Penguins.
This is going to go
Tom
no gain.
Don
Friebel in there again, and, boy, it almost looked like Fisher and Fox kind of collided as they came together. A little confusion there.
Boyd in on that as well.
So it's going to be fourth down and 10 here, and I think Paul Micklegg here is going to let the clock go down as far as he can, perhaps, take his final timeout, and work as much clock as he can here to try to pin the Penguins. Yep, he's got one timeout left here.
Also went on that play, Xavier Garcia.
So,
fourth and 10.
Let's see.
Fourth and 11, actually.
Paul Micklegg right next to the referee. And he's going to let as much time come away as he can. And now calls the timeout here with 19 seconds remaining in the half. Coming up at the half.
Timeout taken here by Newman Catholic. 19.9 seconds remaining here.
You're
going to
hear. I know Tristan Fisher.
We have got a barn burner, ladies and gentlemen. What a game. Penguins 14, Newman Catholic 12.
Tristan Fisher is one of our guests, and Griffin Pent. They were Chad Holmes' guests on the Big High School Sports Show on Wednesday, so you'll hear that coming up. Plus, we'll get your recap and a left. Boy, it does not look like Aiden Brewer is going to come back in this game here, the quarterback for the Penguins. As his helmet, and again, he's kind of hanging that left arm like either a rib or maybe a shoulder, who knows? And that would explain toward the end of that drive a couple of times. Varga and a couple of others, McCarrick on the direct snap. So 19 seconds remaining here in the first half. Tristan Fisher is going to kick it away. Straight up in the air punt goes. Takes a Newman bounce, goes out of bounds, and with 13 seconds remaining.
That punt drifts out of bounds. 35-ish yard line, 36.
About the 35.
Tri-County.
And we'll see what. Let's see. Is there a penalty? Nope, I think they'll set it here at about the 42-yard line.
Well, better,
I'm going to say, 42-yard line.
TC takes over at their own 42.
So let's see who the quarterback is here.
They got 58 yards to go.
Yes,
13.2 seconds.
Let's see. Brewer still remains on the sideline. I think it is Varga. Is going to be Justin Varga going to be the quarterback. They'll spin move McCarrick around the far sideline. He'll steamroll his way up through a couple of tackles to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line.
There goes to Jake McCarrick. Stout defense there again by the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals slow him down, and that is going to do it. First half is going to come to an end.
On the first half.
As McCarrick around the far sideline gets
action with a score again. Your
about 4 yards.
Penguins 14, the Newman Catholic Cardinals. 12.
Tri-County with a 14-12 lead here over Newman.
All right,
Newman.
We got a lot
all right
of
coming up here.
So, first of
Cardinals
all, ladies and gentlemen, while
trailing.
The band is getting ready, we have two awesome kids, our seniors here to recognize.
We are going to take a break. We'll come back at your recap.
McCarrick, number seven down there. He earned
Cardinals
over
trailing.
Yards rushing in a previous
14-12 at the half.
This is Jake's
coming
second
up
year earning this recognition.
We'll get to some stats and we'll get to our halftime interview as well here on 98.9 WXCO.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
All right, back here at Tri-County, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. We're at the half. Regular season finale here. Tri-County with a 14-12 lead here at the half. Couple of big plays for the Cardinals have kept this one in them. And they will get the football to begin quarter number three here as the Cardinals really facing a fairly stout defensive effort here. I've gotten a couple of big plays and made a couple of big plays on defense as well. So that is where we sit here. So let us get to our scoring recap here. Opening drive of the game, Tri-County went 10 plays, 63 yards, took 447. Armando Garcia, a 16-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion, no good. And it was a 6-0 lead for Tri-County. Then an interesting scenario, the Cardinals fumbled the football on the second play of their first drive of the game, coughed it up, and Tri-County recovering. However, on the first snap of the next series, Tri-County mishandled the snap. Cardinals able to pounce and cover on that, and on the first play from scrimmage there, Michael Fox went 73 yards to Griffin Pent for a touchdown pass, 6:07 to the first. Cardinals tied the score at 6 after missing the two-point conversion. The run was no good. Back and forth we went. Aiden Brewer, a 5-yard touchdown run at 3:20 of the first quarter. Brewer added the 2-point conversion. 6-play, 76-yard drive, 2:38 off the clock, and they led 14-6. But then Cardinal defense did a nice job up the middle, forcing the quarterback Brewer back. He was scrambling around near the goal line. The ball knocked loose, and the Cardinals able to get down and cover it up in the end zone. A fumble recovery for a touchdown. 10:28 of the second half.
It's unforgettable. It's guaranteed.
2-point conversion was no good. 14-12 is our score where we sit here at the half, as the Cardinals really offensively have been a little bit challenged here, but kind of got things going on the last couple drives here. But their defense has held strong on a couple of occasions here. As they have kept them in it here. So let's see here as we total our final numbers here for the first half before we get to our halftime interview. All right, here we go. First of all, for the Tri-County Penguins and quarterback Aiden Brewer, whose status is questionable here for the second half as he had his helmet off and did not play in the last couple of series as well. He was 1 of 2 for 36 yards passing. Tri-County combining for 127 yards on the ground. Jake McCarrick goes 8 carries for 58 yards. Brewer, 12 carries for 32 yards. Armando Garcia early had 4 carries for 25 yards. The lone catch of the first half went to Julian Vega. That went for 36 yards. So 36 through the air, 127 on the ground, 163 total yards of offense for Tri-County in that first half. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Michael Fox, passing-wise, 2 of 7 for 78 yards and a touchdown. Of course, 73 of them coming on the pass play to Griffin Pent at the 6:07 mark of the first. Eli Fight, four carries for 34 yards. Michael Fox, six carries for 11 yards. Tristan Fisher, two carries for 8 yards for the Cardinals. 78 on the ground, 78 through the air, 63 on the ground. 141 total yards of offense for the Cardinals in that first half. And they trail it here, 14-12.
7 years of service.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Tristan Fisher and Griffin Pent from the Big High School Sports Show. That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXLK.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
It is Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app. We'll get you back out to Tom Weaver at Tri-County High School in just a few minutes for the second half. I am Chad Holmes, and our halftime interview tonight involves a pair of Newman Catholic athletes who appeared on the Big High School Sports Show this past Wednesday night. Had a chance to talk to Tristan Fisher and also Griffin Pent about football and a whole bunch more. So here's part of the conversation that we had with Tristan and Griffin on the Big High School Sports Show Wednesday here on WXCO.
Thanks for having us.
And Tristan, get closer to that microphone. We got to make sure everybody can hear you out there. I guess we're going to start off by talking generally about your season, because, and for both of you, because you were part of the team from a year ago as well. The last 2 years have not been easy, have they? Because both last year and this year, you've been having to fight a lot of injuries. What has it been like having the ebbs and the flows, where there's been a lot of highs in terms of really good production, a lot of wins for your teams, but at the same time seeing your teammates go down and having to go through a lot of adversity? I guess, Tristan, for you first, and then we'll go to Griffin. But, Tristan, I imagine the last 2 years have been a growing experience for everybody on the Newman Cardinals.
Absolutely. I mean, it hurts seeing our guys go down. I mean, hurts going down yourself, but I think we've come a long way. Even with losing those guys, we're still a strong team.
And Griffin, it's even bigger for you because you've had blood go down. Your brother's not been in the lineup for a number of weeks, but the good news is he'll be back. But generally, the last couple of years, I mean, there has been a lot of adversity for you and your teammates. How have you been trying to handle that in terms of week to week and knowing that there have been so many challenges the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of ups and downs, but just trusting in coach and his game plan that he's going to put us in positions to succeed. And you got to have some young guys step up every once in a while, so seeing them do that is really good.
Also, one of the things that's been noticeable is that there's been a lot of movement for positions and for players because you have to do it. I'm going to ask both of you about your positions, the positions you've played, and where you are right now. But Tristan, what positions have you been playing this year?
This year I started off at running back, and just last game I got moved to tight end, and I'm loving it a lot. Get to block, get the ball, get the ball on handoffs, get to do a bit of everything. I'm loving it.
And Griffin, what about you?
This year I've been playing linebacker and receiver, but in years past I've played anything from quarterback to tight end to running back. So,
what is it like in these situations where, number one, I mean, for individuals moving around and having to be, I guess, ready to move around? Because for your guys, we've seen, I think the game against Marion, you were down to your fourth center. I mean, it was like it was getting really, really thin. Has it been a case where no problem, whatever you need me to do? Has it been hard? Has it been something that you've almost put your arms around, the idea of doing whatever it takes to make sure that your team is successful?
Yeah, it's definitely hard getting moved around, but I guess just you got to know what you're doing kind of at every single position, and understanding the playbook like that really helps out. And yeah, we plug in new guys here and there every once in a while because we need to, but usually after a while we get it going.
And Tristan, I mean, you did start, you said start the year at running back and then moving around and using some of your blocking ability. How do you look at that when the coach says, hey, I would like to move you from one position to another? Is it says, hey, whatever I can do, I'm willing to do it?
Absolutely. I definitely know that you got to make some sacrifices and do what's best for the team, and I'm willing to do whatever that takes.
5 wins and 2 losses so far this season. How would you each describe the season so far? It's been, I think, a lot of really good highs, had a couple of tough games, but really battled, especially that Marion-Tigerton game. How would you rate the season up to this point with so much still left to play for? I'll start with you, Griffin.
I would say one word that describes the season is, like, unexpected. A lot of things didn't go the way we planned to, but we just adapt and we change with it. So.
And Tristan, what about you? How would you describe this season up to this point?
I'm really proud of how we played. I think losing a few guys has been hard, and we played our butts off. We play as hard as we can, and then I don't think we disappoint even with our losses.
Again, we're talking to our student-athlete guests this week, Tristan Fisher and Griffin Pent from Newman Catholic High School here on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. We'll talk more about the game coming up on Friday and football generally, but wanted to ask each of you, what other sports are you involved in at Newman Catholic? Tristan first.
I'm just involved in football and track.
What are you involved in the track? What do you do?
I'm a big hurdle guy.
And Griffin, what about you? What other sports are you involved in?
I play basketball, and then in track, I usually run sprints and relays.
Multi-sport athletes are the norm at Newman because I think you're hovering around 100 students at the school, so I think the sense is that everybody that's the coaches are going to come after you and say, hey, come on out. But at the same time, there's great opportunities. Would you describe maybe the opportunities that each of you have at Newman Catholic? Is it something that you really are able to put your arms around? Because having a low student population does mean great opportunities. Griffin, what about you?
Yeah, no, it's fun to be an athlete year-round and kind of just change it up. It keeps things new and keeps things fresh. But just you kind of during the summer, you got like quite a lot of stuff going on. So.
Do you have a favorite of the three sports you're involved in?
I'd say basketball.
Why basketball?
It's always been basketball in my life, and just I started from a really young age, and I just loved it ever since.
Well, let's talk about outside of sports. What's your favorite class? Tristan, what's your favorite class at Newman?
I got to go anatomy.
Why anatomy?
I don't know. I love my teacher.
Who's your teacher? Give a shout-out.
Mrs. Gasper. Love, like, there's just so much to learn in that class. A lot of homework, but it's worth it.
And Griffin, what about you? Do you have a favorite class?
This year I'd say physics of the human body. Shout out to Mr. Smith. But it's a fun class, and we go to the weight room for a lot of labs, so that's fun.
Who's your favorite team to play, favorite rival? Because they're different, I guess, for you, Griffin. It's different from football and basketball, because in the basketball season you're in the Merrowwood Conference. Here in football you're in the CW8. Maybe a favorite football rival, and then maybe a favorite basketball rival.
My favorite football rival. We like playing Almond. I mean, those games are fun, kind of really intense. But and then basketball, I'd say Assumption and Marathon probably. So.
And Tristan, do you have a favorite football rival?
I agree with Griff. Definitely Almond is definitely we compete.
Just 1 week to go in the regular season. You got Tri-County on the road coming up on Friday night. That's a team that's had a very good season. They're like you, 5-2. They've just lost their first conference game last week against Marion-Tigerton. As you've prepared for the game on Friday night, Tristan, what has jumped out? Especially, you know, you being on the offense side, defensively, how do you feel the matchup is for the Newman offense against the Tri-County defense?
We just got Damian back, our best linebacker by far. And I think, I mean, we've been flowing to the ball so well this week. The juice is back. The energy is high. And I think defensively, it's going to be rough for Tri-County.
Griffin, and I think a lot of folks who may be watching here may have seen the television story just recently about you and your siblings. I mean, 1 of 4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. And all part of athletics at Newman. What has that experience been like, especially being able to play with your brothers on the football field, but to have the entire family dynamic involved here for the last number of years at Newman?
Yeah, definitely thinking about it, it's crazy, but I just growing up like this, you think it's normal, but definitely playing with Damian and Everett is the best part of playing football. So
for folks that would never go through growing up in a home with quadruplets, is that the right term? Uh-huh. Quadruplets. How did you and your parents and your siblings do it? What, anything jump out? But you just said it's probably normal to you, but was it at times difficult when you had four at the same time at the same age going through the same things at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I hear stories about how hard it was when we were little and how taking care of us, like getting us to go to bed on time was pretty crazy. But I don't know how to think of it anyway else. So.
Let's get to our final question, because what we do is we always ask, especially the seniors who have been around the block a couple of times, our final question, which is based on your experiences, you know, you've had learning experiences over the last number of years. For somebody that is just starting their journey at Newman, whether it's a freshman or a sophomore, being involved in athletics, what piece of advice would you give that young person based on what you've learned over the last number of years? Tristan, you'll go first.
There's a quote from Vince Lombardi. It says, "The man on top of the mountain did not fall there." And you just got to work for every bit, every snap. You got to work, go full speed. And not everything just handed to you. You got to work for it.
Griffin, what about you? Any piece of advice that you'd give a younger student athlete just starting their journey at Newman?
I'd definitely just say work hard. Go to the weight room. Take that seriously. And then if you have any setbacks too, like injuries, like just work harder.
Again, Tristan Fisher and Griffin Pent from the Big High School Sports Show Wednesday night. That was only part of the conversation. If you want to hear it all, you can hear it as a podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast by searching and subscribing to the Big High School Sports Show. And you can also get it on our website by going to WXCO.FM or civicmedia.us and then going to the shows page and find the Big High School Sports Show. Back to Tom Weaver for the second half of tonight's regular season finale between Newman Catholic and Tri-County coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
All right, we are set to go here for the second half. 14-12, Tri-County in the lead. Cardinals will get the football here, and it is looking more and more like Aiden Brewer, the senior quarterback for Tri-County's evening is over. His helmet is off. He's taking a look and a long conversation with Jake Makarik, the running back, who was taking a lot of snaps and throwing things around
right,
at the half.
Here for the second half. Kicking off for the Penguins.
So,
number 12,
set
Julian
to go.
Vega.
Julian
back
Vega will
kick.
For the
Cardinals once again. Number 10, Michael Fox. Number 11, Tristan Fisher.
Michael Fox and Tristan Fisher are deep for the Cardinals here, who trail it by two. And here we go. Vega onside kick smothered by the Cardinals.
Onside
very
kick.
Very alert
does
play
not
there.
Fool the Cardinals.
As it is Everett
recovered
Pent.
Right away there by number 8, Everett Pent.
So the Cardinals will begin
are
here.
Take over in good field position. First and 10 at their own 49.
49 yard line for Michael Fox. Well, let's see what we can do here. And if you're just joining us, 73-yard touchdown pass and a fumble recovery in the end zone for the Cardinals. They're two scores. They trail it 14-12. First play here of the second half. First and 10, football from the Newman 49-yard line. Griffin Penn in motion, far side, penalty marker flies. Huge gain up the near side, going. Fox knocked out of bounds. But a penalty marker is down, and I think Griffin Penn was a motion call here. He looked to be moving toward the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. Michael Fox gingerly off to the far sideline to get the play call here. Looks to be all right, though, so they'll back this one up. Yeah, illegal shift here against the Cardinals.
All right, illegal shift.
So this will bring the football back to the 44-yard line after the penalty and bring up second down or first and 15 here, which is too bad because Fox was out of bounds near the 30-yard line. So it's going to wipe out a first down and then some.
All right, we're going to have first and 15 for the Cardinals.
All right, first and 15 here for Newman. Football at their own 44-yard line. Win would pretty much guarantee a home game for the Cardinals. All right, Fox now from the shotgun, standing at his own 40-yard line, first and 15. Here is the snap. They'll fake a handoff straight back over the middle. Open is Tristan Fisher, but underthrown.
For number 11, that's Tristan Fisher.
Tristan Fisher was wide open. And if he gets that and he gets the corner, that could be big house time. But Fisher, a diving effort to come back, a little bit short.
So
second down and 15. Fox rolling out to his far side on that one. Clock stops here, 11:26 to go in the third quarter. Second down and 15 to go here for the Cardinals on this opening drive of the second half. You think about Cardinal defense, turned them over on downs a couple of times, including one on fourth and goal. Straight back in the pocket, Fox picks it up, throws far side out in front of Griffin Pent again, falling incomplete. So that's going to bring up third down and 15 now.
Number two, I apologize, Griffin Plant.
Griffin Pent.
We got third and 15.
Diving effort there, and third down and 15. Third and 15. Michael Fox in from the far sideline. The 6'1 junior quarterback. Let's see what he can manufacture here on third down and 15. Long snap count pressure coming. Loops it wide open. Fisher has it, trying to dance his way free. Comes down. He's short. He's ahead to the Tri-County 45-yard line.
Nice pickup on the play. About 10 yards brought down by number 7,
maybe close enough to go for it here.
Fourth down and 5.
Football was at the 44.
The Cardinals.
And it's now at the 45. So at the 45.
Make some noise.
11 yards on the screen pass to Tristan Fisher. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 4. Actually, they're going to probably need 5 here to get the whole thing. So fourth and 5 for the Cardinals. Big play offensively here in the first drive of the second half. Two tight ends set. Fox now over. It's a conversation with Griffin Pent. Now here we go. Fourth and 5. Fox straight back. Pressure coming. Loops it up. Has a man. It's intercepted. Intercepted. Going back the other way. And now the ball is out.
Dom Freeball.
Dom Freeball intercepted. As it is Dominic Freeball with the interception.
First and 10, TC.
As the Cardinals turn it over. Oh, man. Tri-County fumbled it but was able to get down and cover it up. And the Penguins will have the football in Newman territory after the interception. And the football at their own, at the Newman 42-yard line. All right, so looks like McCarrick is going to be the quarterback here. He will keep it. Penalty marker flies.
We got a false start by the Penguins. Going to back them up.
So McCarrick, false start. So McCarrick coming in, 1,100 rushing yards, had 58 in the first half, will now run the snap count with the injured Aiden Brewer on the sideline. So football back to the 47-yard line. On the procedure penalty, it will be first and 15. 10:21 to go in the third quarter. Tri-County holding a 14-12 lead. Now in motion. And around the far corner, cutting his way up, McCarrick.
Nice carry there by number 7, Jake McCarrick.
Jake McCarrick on now the quarterback keeper.
The Cardinal defense.
He is down to about
8 on the play.
38-yard line. So 9 yards on the carry.
Second and 7.
Going to bring up second down and 6, maybe 7. We'll see how the difference of the offense here is. It's usually the three-headed monster, Brewer, McCarrick, and either Beggs or Vega. McCarrick now the snap count. On second down, he'll get it. Sweeper around the near side, cuts back to the middle. Cardinals spin him around, and he leans his way forward.
Dominic Freeble.
Actually, I take that back. Dominic Freeble on the carry is in there.
The
He is ahead to the 37-yard line.
Damian Point.
So his first carry of the night for Dominic Freeble. And And now a third down and six. Now fumble, ball is loose on the ground, and let's see, I think the Cardinals have it. They tried to do the jet sweep around the far side, and I think it was Gage Beggs. And Newman
recovered by
recovers
the Cardinals.
It.
They're going to take over first and 10.
So the Cardinals with it force the turnover again here. With 9:05 to go in the third quarter, they will have the football at their own 40-yard line. Third fumble recovery of the night by the Cardinals, and it nullifies the interception. So the Cardinals, first and 10, football at their own 40-yard line, trailing 14-12. Michael Fox fakes a handoff up the middle, has a seam, 45-50 up the far sideline, penalty. This is going all the way up the far sideline. He's ragged down at the 10-yard line.
Fox.
But a penalty marker is down.
Way back about 6 yards into the play.
So Fox inside the 10-yard line, but two penalty markers down. And one of the Penguins down in a heap after making the tackle. So let's see what the penalty is here. Man, he was off to the races. So the athletic training staff here now will tend to the Penguin player that's down and injured here inside the 10-yard line where Fox finally came down. But let's see what the play is here is what the penalty is. Cardinals taking a long look at it here. And let's see. Yep, training staff is over.
All right, mid-play, we got a hold on the Cardinals.
It's holding against the Cardinals. And it looks like Damian Friebel is the injured Penguin that is limping off here and has a long way to go. So wipe out the long gallop by Fox up the far sideline. And they will put the football. We got to mark the penalty off here yet. Well, actually, it's from the spot, I think. Nullifies it. So they put the football back, basically back at the line of scrimmage with the penalty, and it'll be first and 10 once again.
About a first and 9.
First and 9.5, maybe. 9:02 to go here. All right, Michael Fox hands off Eli Pent, sliding through a tackle, dives his way forward as they grab him by the shirt tail.
Dominic Friebel.
Dominic Friebel. So ahead of the 43-yard line, Eli
Fight. Ball carrier there was number 9, Eli Fight.
Five carries, 37 yards for him. Going to bring up a second down and 7 yards to go. All right, so the Cardinals just trying to get some consistency going on offense here. 43-yard line, second down and 7. The penalties have killed them at times here tonight too as well. All right, one-on-one coverage on the outside here for the Cardinals as Fox fakes a handoff. He'll keep it. Left side trying to get to the corner.
He has
spun down
Fox.
Out ahead to maybe the 45-yard line for a gain
of
2.
On that play. Looked like on that might
eight carries, 26
Xavier
yards for
them.
Xavier Garcia makes the tackle. As the clock rolls under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, the Cardinals now will face a third down and 6. From the 44-yard line.
All right, we got third and 6, ladies and gentlemen.
Third down
and 6. Let's make some noise for that defense. Come on.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Michael Fox standing at his own 40-yard line in the shotgun on third down and 6. Straight back now, rolling out near side, gets a block, comes around the corner, cuts back, has to wait, big block up the near side, and
right,
he's up ahead of the 45-yard line. And this is going to be a first down for Fox ahead of the head into Penguin territory to the 45.
Across midfield, it's going to be first and 10 for the Cardinals.
11 yards on the scamper. 11 yards on the scamper, and the Cardinals have a first down here with the football at the Plainfield Tri-County 45-yard line. All right, Fox calling his own number a couple of times. Getting a good hole that time to start things off. Tristan Fisher to his left, first and 10. And here's a handoff near side. Eli Fight around the corner. Penalty marker flies. He'll cut back to the middle and is brought down inside the 20 to the 15.
That's Eli Fight. Nice pickup there.
Oh, man. Holding call is going to come against the Cardinals again. So Eli Fight off to the races again. And this one looks like it's coming back again. First down rush that time for Eli Fight. But penalty marker flies at the 43-yard line. It's a holding call against the Cardinals again.
Cardinals. That's going to back them up.
Oh, boy. Wipes that one out. So they will march this one off. Back to the 40. It's going to go right back to the 45-yard line because of the penalty. So that is the second long gainer on this drive that's been wiped out via the penalty against the Cardinals. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Newman with it now, first and 20 from their own 45-yard line. Trying to come from behind. Here's Fox, keeper, scrambling, gets around the corner, cuts back, stutter step, still on his feet, pounds his way ahead.
He is back. Pick up of about 9 on the play.
A 9-yard gain or so.
On the far sideline by several of our defenders. It looks like Xavier Garcia in on that.
So ahead to about the 46-yard line.
Second and 11
of Tri-County.
For the Cardinals.
So gets about 9 yards on first and 20. And we'll bring up second down and 11. Boy, this is the roadmap to a victory here for the Cardinals, too, is to grind the clock away here, but you got to come up with points to get yourself the lead. All right, Fox to work now on second down and 11. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Newman trailing 14-12. Eli Fight carry up the middle, springs a tackle, steps around the referee, and he's going to be just shy of a first down, just shy of the 35-yard line at the 37. 9 yards for Eli Fight on that carry. And it's going to bring a third down and 2 for the Cardinals.
Oh, we got a pickup of 8 on that play.
Maybe 9 yards. Third down and 2 for Newman. As Fox will bring the play in from the sideline here in the near side. Convincing wins over Elko, White Lake, Port Edwards, Menominee Nation, and Wild Rose.
Need a big stop.
Eked out a win over Elman Bancroft, and then losses to Rosholt, Marion, Tigerton. Fox trying to come up the middle, trying to shake a tackler, can't. He's going to be brought down to the backfield.
Great job.
So Fox off to the far side.
All right,
to get the play call here.
In the backfield, that's a loss of 3.
And the football at the 40.
Fourth and 5.
Loss of 3, it'll go. And another fourth down here for the Cardinals. Fourth down and 5.
Stop, everybody.
4:15 to go in the third quarter. Michael Fox. And the Cardinals, I believe, are going to punt.
Oh, that's yep. Chief Van Heren down there. That's Chief Van Heren down there. And I think
there
he needs
to. There we go. Is Tristan Fisher. Kicks it up. Far sideline. Oh, takes a big bounce and into the end zone.
All right.
Tough break for the Cardinals as Fisher.
Fisher's punt bounces into the
Cardinals.
End zone. It'll be a touchback for the Penguins. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 20.
So at the 20-yard line where Tri-County.
So you guys better listen.
Will come. And with a 14-12 lead, they'll have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Each team scored in the first quarter. After a couple of dueling turnovers. All right, first and 10 for the Penguins now. And now here's a pitch. Is the ball loose on the ground? Oh.
All right, hand up there to Jake
McCarrick.
Right away by those Cardinals.
Got hammered on the play, and it looked like they tossed it and pitched it.
The
Nothing doing. And big loss.
Nothing happening here, and boy, this is going to be a huge loss.
It's like about 8 yards, second and 18.
Back to, let's see, 8 yard loss here. Back to about the 11, maybe the 12 yard line. 3:20 to go. Right, here's Nestat McCarrick keeping it, sweeping around the near side, still on his feet, breaks a tackle. Up the near sideline, he's going to go 50, 40.
Jake
McCarrick, touchdown Penguins.
88 yards.
88 yards for a touchdown. And that is a killer. So Jake McCarrick.
That's a huge play, everybody. That gets us to a score of TC 20. And
now up by 8.
12.
And McCarrick off to the races. My goodness. Jake McCarrick here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Goes 88 yards. All right, they will line up for two here. And it's unsportsmanlike.
All right, after the score, we got an unsportsmanlike,
unsportsmanlike conduct against the Cardinals after the score is what they're saying. So.
TC's going for two. Make some noise, everybody.
There is a handoff up the middle, reaching forward and in.
And that handoff goes to big Armando Garcia.
Armando Garcia in for the two-point conversion. 22-12 is the lead. Back with the kick. 98.9.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
All right, back here at Tri-County, and boy, after the penalty, the kick now is going to be from the 45-yard line of the Cardinals. It's a squibber up the middle, picked up by Eli Fite. 25-yard line around the corner to 30. Cuts back on his feet, 35-40, and is out of bounds. So Jake McCarrick goes 88 yards. Lead is now 10 with 2:45 to go. As at the 35-yard line is where Michael Fox will work here. And let's see, I think the clock kept running here, so. And it's still running. So we're going to have a discussion about how much time should be left on the clock. Should be about 2:45 or so as the clock kept running. Two, three, five, they'll say. All
right. Gotcha, Bobby.
So. All right, Newman will start here with the football at their own 35-yard line. Two killer holding penalties on the Cardinals. On that last offensive drive, ended up kicking it. Made a good play on first down, but then best player makes the best play. Here's Fox up the middle, met in the hole.
By Fox, sniffed out by Brecken Urban and
Brecken
Dom
Urban
Friedel.
In on the tackle. This will go
minimal gain there on the
to
play.
About the 37-yard line.
Second and nine.
12 carries, 45 yards now for Michael Fox here tonight, and he's taking some shots here tonight, too. Clock now approaching 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 37-yard line of the Cardinals. Newman will have it. Second down and 8 yards to go. Playoff pairings, 10 a.m. tomorrow. I firmly believe Newman will be in it. The question is, homer on the road and against who? All right, here's Eli Fite. Hits the hole far side, wraps a tackler up. He's out across the 40, leads maybe to the 41-yard line.
Brought down on the play by Julian Vega.
Julian Vega brings him down.
Also with Reckon Urban again.
Seven carries, 50 yards for Eli Fite.
Four on the play, third and five.
Third down and five here for the Cardinals with under 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And now what do we have? We have an equipment issue for someone from Tri-County here that they're tending to. Cardinals are coming to the line of scrimmage, ready to roll here, but officials will slow it down for the moment. All right, now I think we're good. And now they will give the ready to play, and here we go. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Newman with a third down and five. Straight back in the pocket. Fox rolling out near side. Pitch, catch, smothered.
Right.
Just shy of the first down.
Number five.
Complete two.